Hi, I'm Rhiannon Solomon-Marin. Welcome and thanks for listening to the National Rural News Close-Up Podcast. New data has revealed Australia's forestry plantation estate has shrunk by 230,000 hectares in the past 5 years. The Australian Forest Products Association is calling for policy incentives for tree farmers to boost tree plantations. Rural reporter Meg Van Lohuizen spoke with the association's chief executive, Ross Hampton, to find out why the government needs to support producers.
This is really troubling data, I think, for builders and homeowners and renovators around Australia, because what we've discovered is that in the last 6 years, our plantation estate, the trees that we use for our house frames and our renovations, have actually retreated dramatically by 230,000 hectares. And that's the equivalent, we've calculated, of about 76,000 house frames, which would be enough to have all of the people in Geelong, for example, in a timber-framed house. So it's a real wake-up call to policymakers that farmers and landowners really have to be incentivised. It has to be worth their while to keep on planting trees as a part of their farm enterprise. When commodity prices are so high, that means that governments have to get involved.
So what are you hoping that governments will do?
What it really needs is for farmers to have clear and easy access to carbon markets when they make the decision to not revert from their pre-crop, as we call it, into something such as cattle, and they say, yep, I'm still going to do part of the farm as trees, then they can get carbon payments for that. Because otherwise, the problem we have is farmers obviously look at a tree crop and they think, well, that's a 30-year wait. Sure, it'll be a big windfall gain when I retire, but, for the 30 years, I could be doing some other commodity. So the carbon really makes up for that, the carbon payment. And that's in discussion in federal parliament at the moment. So we really hope that all the politicians will see sense there and ensure that we keep on growing trees for our houses and renovations and, of course, sequestering carbon to help meet our more ambitious carbon targets.
So I guess a policy change will help the government reach their emission reduction target?
I think it's absolutely vital that the government leans pretty heavily into forest industries to meet these more ambitious climate reduction targets. Really, forestry is the very best option for the government because the trees are obviously very welcome. They produce timber for our homes, and half the weight of that timber is stored carbon. It's about the easiest thing you can do to move the dial towards more ambition in relation to carbon. We've calculated that the government's plan to put another 1 billion production trees into Australia to plant those would deliver something in the order of 500 megatons of CO2 reduction, which is Australia's overall annual emission.
Tell me, what are the, downfalls of running out of plantations?
It's really critical that we become far more self-sufficient when it comes to timber and fibre in this country. For too long, we've really relied on any shortfall we have in Australia being filled from overseas. And most people are pretty shocked when I tell them that timber's been coming from as far away as Europe to make our house frames. That obviously COVID and supply chain disruptions and the soaring demand for timber in other parts of the world means that's a recipe for disaster. That's just not going to be a possible way forward for Australia over the coming decades. We've got the land, we've got the people, we've got the sawmills. We just have to get planting and we can become much more close to self-sufficient in timber. And as I say, the upside of that is we'll also be doing an awful lot of the heavy lifting when it comes to meeting those more ambitious climate targets.
I guess the shortage has flow-on effects to other industries such as building as well.
It's been a real break on building. It's been a real problem for our builders and our homeowners and renovators. Obviously, the timber in your home is only one of the things that's caused challenges. There's been shortages in everything from copper pipes to bathroom fittings to timber, but it certainly is something that we can do something about. A lot of these other materials do have to be imported, but we can be more self-sufficient when it comes to timber. And so we hope that the combination of that need for timber on our shelves and for our builders and also the added benefit for the carbon sequestration will mean that the Albanese government leans very, very much into forestry as it tries to meet its target.
That was rural reporter Meg Van Lohuizen speaking with Australian Forest Products Association Chief Executive Ross Hampton there. Thanks for listening to the National Rural News Close-Up Podcast. If you'd like to get in touch, you can send me an email, ruralnews@radio.9.com.au. I'm Rhiannon Solomon-Marin. Have a great day.